Hello, welcome. I'm very happy that you're here at the podcast Compassionate Buddha, your podcast for love and world peace. I'm Dinja Rosicki with Dharma Name Gakdok. I'm the abbot of the Yunva Meditation Center Hamburg Yunva Dharma Sa of the Yunva Sangha of World Social Buddhism. In this episode, you can hear a daily reminder from Supreme Matriarch Dikwang Nepopsenam about planting the field of our mind or the manifestations of nature. Have good insights. Daily Fragrance of the Lotus Flower by Dikwang Nepopsenam. 11791, September 20, 2024, Nevada. The sky, land, and ocean are all in the empty space, in which the wind also blows and the clouds form. These are all manifestations of nature, together harmonizing in the sky. Soft clouds float, and the wind illuminates the dark clouds. In the mountains, trees grow, and in the ocean, the fish live peacefully. That is why in the great field, the vegetation also grows and all sentient beings can survive. Also, with the fruits and vegetables growing, sentient beings can eat comfortably and survive. The human mind becomes peaceful and we automatically have the mind of offering. It is said in the sutras that when we offer, we build our luck and goodness in the mind, which eliminates badness. This creates goodness in our mind, eliminating the impurities, dispelling ignorance, and allowing us to attain nirvana. The offering mind actually cares for and benefits each other. Because of that, the mind of goodness appears, which becomes a seed. The field of our mind is planted with seeds of offering. With those seeds, our own goodness mind becomes a fertilizer, and so whatever luck we did not have before now begins to grow. So, future leaders can sometimes surprise famous fortune tellers who tell us that astrologically, some people do not have good luck. But when we have such a compassionate mind appearing, we spontaneously have the mind of offering to make virtue. Consequently, good fortune comes into our lives. This is the reason virtue is made by offering, which eliminates our poverty. Thus, we are surprised by such a paradox of astrology. Offering to nature creates virtue that makes our own hungry and negative karma disappear. So, in the four images, specifically in the image of the human being, the mind of offering to others is very diminished, and so it is difficult to trust them. Putting unnecessary conditions with the greed of wanting to have much more than others becomes a seed. This is very clearly eliminates the harmony we can have with others, making it difficult to foster peace. Nature's ceremony actually makes the seed of badness disappear. That is why such a ceremony is very precious and we can live well with each other. Today, many students have come to this location where we are performing this nature ceremony. It is a strange place for meeting each other, yet this gives us great happiness all the more. Thank you very much, Dikwang Nepopsenam.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for listening, and thank you very much, Jikwang Nepopsinim. And thank you very much, Jikwang Nepopsinim, for doing nature ceremonies for the world and for us. Popsinim is doing ceremonies for the whole world. Let us planting the field of our mind with love and compassion. Yours in the Dharma, Gakdok.